Thursday, January 25th, 2007. Caprica Cafe. Hi, how have you been? I've been doing all right. Sorry, it's been a while. I didn't have a power cord for my computer, and without one of those, the thing doesn't seem to run. I guess it's just one of those things. So, let's see, what have I been up to? There was something. Oh well.
In this episode, White Bug found! When Killer Cloud hit Britain. And drunk dialing is a good thing. But first, a look into the mailbag.
As I'm sure you're all aware, we get an asinine amount of mail every day here at Caprica Cafe, so it's really hard to answer all of this incoming mail on the show, but I do get back to each and every one of you in person, if not on the air. But this one I felt had a touching message behind it. Unfortunately, it was in Portuguese, so I did have to run it through Google Translator, but it did a stunning job, I feel. Let me read it to you. A Mesa de Caladora sent a video virtual card for you. It will be available per 15 days to count of today. After this period, it will be extinguished of our system. It seems the message that Seguardo Ardente left for you. I am with an enormous will to have VC. I see video carto in it. I leave my contact. Bus amor. But then I went to the site, and unfortunately it said, the looked card died or does not exist. Oh well, we may never know what that stunning message really was. But if you have anything you'd like to say to Caprica Cafe, or many of the myriad creatures that you can find on it, please. CapricaCafe@gmail.com. Now, moving on to our first story. This is for all the Zay Frank fans out there. There is a sports racer drunk dial phone number which you can call when you're drunk. It puts it up on the forum or the wiki, I don't quite remember. And you should call this number anytime you're drunk and just go ahead and leave a message. Don't worry, no one picks up. No one's going to hear you, except for the whole world. The number is 1-866-I-R-DRUNK. That's I, the letter, R, the letter, D-R-U-N-K. Give it a try. So, notice this thing about the internet. It seems becoming in three phases.
What three phases are those? I must know.
The first stage is elation, the high. After a long day of school, literally hours of not being able to talk to every friend you have at once, you can slide comfortably into the groove in front of your computer and begin typing like you're teaching the computer a lesson.
Stupid QWERTY keyboard, I'll show you to be out of alphabetical order.
The second stage is seriousness. This is the stage where you tell yourself that you're actually interested that the United National Congress Opposition Party is gaining seats in the House of Representatives in Tobago.
They are? Must be a sign of the devil.
The third stage is apathy. This stage is reserved for you who have managed to stay online past all the car bombings and celebrity breakups and now have nothing to live for.
Oh no, polar bears are being added to the endangered species list.
Whatever, they're so fat, nature should have picked them off years ago.
And now for the news.
This first piece of news really pisses me off. Apparently Ford joins the U.S. green car trend, according to the BBC. Now, it's bad enough that the guy just died a couple weeks ago. But to say that a dead man is driving a green car, that's just too much. If the BBC is not making fun of dead people, it's carrying the news right to your face in lightning-like fashion. A little over 200 years ago, the eruption of a volcano in Iceland sent a huge toxic cloud across Western Europe. It was the greatest natural disaster to hit modern Britain, killing many thousands, but has almost been forgotten by history.
Such multitudes are indisposed by favors. It is a country that farmers have difficulty gathering their harvest, their labors having been almost every day carried out by the fields incapable of work, and many die.
So wrote... Oh, it's a poem. No. Okay, we gotta start. Such multitudes are indisposed by fevers in the country that the farmers have difficulty gathering their harvest. The laborers have been almost every day carried out of the field, incapable of work, and many die. So wrote Hertfordshire poet William Cowper in the summer of 1783. Across the country, newspapers reported the presence of a thick smog.
Right, because no one would have noticed.
And a dull sun, colored like it has been soaked in blood. The cloud first reached Britain on the 22nd of January, 1783. In his Naturalist Journal, Gilbert White reported, "The peculiar haze, or smoky fog, that prevailed in this island and even beyond its limits was most extraordinary in appearance, unlike any known with the memory of man. The killer cloud lasted weeks, if not months, and engulfed much of Western Europe. As thousands of kilometers away in Iceland, the volcano Laki continued to erupt. Millions of tons..." Which is spelt wrong. Stupid British. Can't even... "...of toxic gas were carried out by prevailing winds across Scandinavia and eventually to Britain. The cloud contained sulfur dioxide and sulfuric acid, which attacked the lungs of its victims, choking and killing men and women, rich and poor alike." Now jumping a bit more into the future, we go to 2015. The New Horizons probe is bearing down on Jupiter in a flyby that will swing the spacecraft out to Pluto. The U.S. mission was already the fastest ever launched, but the extra kick from the gas giant's gravity will ensure it arrives at the dwarf planet by 2015. So far, New Horizons has taken more than 20 images of Jupiter. Hundreds more will be obtained by the end of late February. And now the most pressing of the news. White beetle dazzles scientist. No one else seems to care. The fingertip-sized Chytoplacrus beetle, found in Southeast Asia, has a shell whiter than most other materials found in nature, UK researchers says. The close inspection reveals a unique surface structure covered with scales 10 times thinner than a human hair.
I'd like to see that comb.
A report in the Science magazine claims mimicking these scales could provide a range of applications for the industry. "When I put them under an electron microscope, it was like opening up to another world." According to the International Organization for Standardization Measurements, the beetle was much brighter and whiter than milk and the average human tooth. Oh, good. Well, that's about all I got, kids. I'm a little out of practice, I'm sorry, but tune in next week for a special interview, and you might actually be interested in this one. And check out the website. There you'll find interesting links relating to the things that we've talked about on this episode, and, you know, some other stuff. CapricaCafe.blogspot.com. Credits. The first song, "Going Out Of" by People Like Us. The second song was "Tear Down the Wall," author unknown. And the third song was "Elingo" on the album "Get Fresh, 20 Killer Tracks" by RSL Feat, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. All of these songs and Caprica Cafe are released under the Creative Commons license. To find out more, go to creativecommons.org.